Utah's land transfer advocates agree. It's time to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to consider their arguments. KUER's Judy Face has the story.
A team of lawyers told legislators Wednesday that solid legal arguments support the quest to take over federal lands in Utah. They say it's unconstitutional for the federal government to control so much land in the state. New Orleans attorney George Wentz leads the team.
It is not an easy path, but in terms of is there a legal basis upon which Utah could make it such a challenge, it is our conclusion that that basis exists.
The legal advisors touched on key arguments in their report to the legislative panel formed to explore the lands transfer question. They say five U.S. Supreme Court justices want to hear state-federal balance cases just like this. Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe voted against suing, partly because of the estimated cost.
I'm stunned by the $14 million figure. I am stunned that we're talking about proceeding down a path that's our best guess should we get original jurisdiction.
But supporters argue Utahns have a duty to fight. One is Republican Representative Ken Ivory, who's led the cause for nearly 4 years.
It's in our very nature to be free, to have liberty and property and govern ourselves, and so it's inevitable that we move this direction.
The legal team says it will take 6 months or more to draft a brief, and Attorney General Sean Reyes would have to sign off before the state can ask the nation's highest court to consider the arguments. Judy Face, KUER News.